94.5 ESPN, pack of its bags and heading downtown. ESPN Milwaukee moving to the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Is anybody there yet, Pebble? I don't think
so. Nobody's there yet, but some of our team is moving in this week, I believe,
on
Thursday.
We will be doing the show from there at a determined date in the future.
End of September.
September. Let's go.
Follow our progress all summer long. The Avenue is vibrant, exciting. You'll be able to come by and see us, admire us, watch us, laugh at us. You decide. ESPN Milwaukee's move to the Avenue is sponsored by Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
You're listening to Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Yes, the thing you need to know from listening today is there is no explanation for Keston Hira ever being sent down. He is the best hitter the Brewers have against right-handed pitcher. It's not even close. It's been that way all season long. He not only should never be sent down, he should also be in the most important hitting position. I don't know if that's 2, 3, or 4 anymore, against right-handed pitchers. Now, when a lefty comes in, you can take him out and replace him with anybody you want, including Pebble. Because Pebble can hit lefties better than Keston Hira.
Probably not, but okay.
All right.
Close.
And yesterday, we had the story about Giannis. He's doing some promotion for a healthcare place in Chicago. I don't remember the name of it. And listen closely, Hall of Famer. This is what he said. This is Giannis speaking, not Homer analyzing what Giannis said. You listen to what Giannis said and take it from there.
His audio courtesy of Fox 32 in Chicago.
I think anybody who asks that question that plays basketball, if he said no, he'd be a liar. You know, it's a team that won multiple championships. It's a team that one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player, to ever play this game played for. So it's a no-brainer. Everybody would love to play for Chicago. Down the line, you never know. You know, you never know how life brings it. Maybe I'll play for Chicago. But right now, I'm committed to Milwaukee.
Maybe I'll play for Chicago. Everyone, right? Everyone would want to play in Chicago.
Wrong.
There was absolutely nothing special about the Bulls as an organization other than one time with one player.
Yeah, Chicago's not that team. It's not like the Lakers, right? It's not even like the Celtics or the Knicks or something like that. They just don't have that flair.
And because they couldn't maintain it after Jordan. It ended when he left.
I don't even know if it's only that. It's just, I mean, Chicago, it's not historic enough. To say everybody wants to play there, I mean that's a different thing, right? It's like everybody wants to play there.
That's not true. He's just wrong.
It's not true. Yeah,
all right, good. I feel better.
It's a young guy talking though. That's why.
Is it?
It's a young guy talking. So his memory probably starts around there. So he's thinking, oh, these guys were big time.
Yeah, but he's played in Chicago. He's gone to Chicago.
I know.
He has experienced that.
He's not thinking it from that. He doesn't know like the history. Beyond that, I'm sure he knows, but he hasn't seen it himself. Okay. So he's just a new, different generation.
What would you tell Giannis after you heard him?
I'll say, Giannis, hey, brother, I hear you, but no, Chicago ain't that team. Nobody wants to play for Chicago. They really don't. I mean, you really want to try to follow up Jordan? I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah, you'll never be the best player ever.
Right. Ain't going to happen. I mean, but still, you just don't look at it. I mean, if you look at, like, teams that, somebody want to play for Lakers or Bulls, it's going to be hands down Lakers by far. I mean, that's an easy call. So, and even a crappy team like the Knicks, just the iconic nature of the Garden and just playing in New York. I mean, Chicago's a huge city, but they just don't have the same – yeah. They don't have the same flair.
Saddest thing to me about the NBA, and it's not even close, is the New York Knicks. And granted, there are a lot of people in New York. But the people, they got phenomenal basketball fans. Basketball fans the equal of any fans anywhere in America. Granted, they have the edge. Doesn't mean everybody feels that way. But there's that group. And the fact that team stinks and will always stink as long as he's owner.
And the 90s
tragic.
When they were good with Ewing and
place
Starks
went
and
crazy.
Those guys, it was nuts over there.
Yeah, you
nuts.
Play. You were
yeah,
there.
I was there. It was absolutely nuts there. So
as great an energy as anywhere in the league, right?
No question.
Yeah.
And the Garden's iconic, so it's, you go to the Garden, Like, I mean, we would go there. We were one of those teams with the Lakers where wherever we went, it was packed. You know, that was the sellout of the night for wherever we went. So we're in the Garden. It's packed.
And you knew when you went there, it was all because of you.
You're thinking, oh, everybody coming to see T. Smith. Sit on the bench. Let's go.
What do you mean? You didn't sit on the bench.
I started on the bench.
I know, but
coming in, I was backing up the big boys.
You got a decent amount of minutes.
Yeah, I did. I'm just backing up the big boys.
Well, we'll sell it that they, Pebble, we're going to sell it that they came to see Tony Smith, right? When the Lakers rolled
into
town.
Of course, yeah. Magic who? Worthy who?
Who? Right. Magic who? Nicely done.
Worthy and Byron. I don't know those guys. You see those guys all the time, those old guys.
Sam Perkins who?
Sammy Bam. Yep.
So you'd agree with, plus he said, I can end up in Chicago. I don't think there's any benefit for Giannis to say that. There's no reason to say that. Because I could go.
He's trying to be on the, you know, the honest. Like, okay, I'm just going to say everything honestly. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, so anything could happen. We know anything could happen.
Yeah,
Giannis.
But what's the benefit of telling people in Milwaukee that I'd be okay playing in Chicago? There's no benefit to that.
I don't think
Magic ever say he could see playing in Boston.
If you read what he wrote, and you hear it, you're going to get two different.
There's no need to add. I could play in Chicago.
If you listen to the clip, it's a nothing. Burger.
Right, but
if you read it, when I read it the other day, I was like, "Whoa, what?"
Nothing. But there's no reason to say the nothing. How does he benefit from saying that?
He's playing the honest card. That's why he says anybody who says they don't want to play for Chicago is lying. In his mind, he's thinking like, "Come on, guys, who would not want to play for Chicago?" But I know he's wrong on it.
Right, but then he says, I might play in Chicago. Like, why? We all love Giannis.
You never know what might happen.
He could have left that out. He could have said, you never know what might happen. He doesn't.
He said he's committed to Milwaukee, though.
Correct.
That should be more important than anything can happen.
It is, but he said, what, I could play in Chicago. Or I might
maybe I play for Chicago one day. Yeah.
Maybe I play for Chicago one day. There's no reason to say that. None.
He just wanted to get you upset.
He can't get
now
people upset. No, I'm not. He's incapable of getting people upset. There's nothing. Nobody's upset.
You're kind of yelling.
No. I'm just saying I would tell him, why would you say that? Now, you know, there's nobody who's upset at Giannis. If Aaron Rodgers said the exact same thing about the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings, it'd be a huge story. This is no story because Giannis, nobody can get mad at Giannis.
I mean, plus, is that not exactly like the Bulls or the Bucks' main rivals like we talked about yesterday?
Correct. And in fact, when we looked at it, what was it yesterday? I think the Lakers ended up winning.
Yeah.
The Lakers. Yeah, I don't. The Bulls would almost be like the Bears are for the Packers. And the Bears practically actually are a bigger rival. But when you whoop up on a team so much, how big a rival can they be? I'm just saying Aaron Rodgers is probably reading it going, can you imagine what would be said if I said I could play in Chicago? That'd be a story.
But wouldn't he say Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota, same way.
I'd like to see Rodgers.
It would be the entire.
Maybe one day I play for Detroit.
Yeah. Even that would be our entire show. The whole 2 hours.
If Rodgers played for Detroit last year, they would have won a lot of those close games they lost.
Yes. That would have been the story for all 2 hours if Aaron Rodgers had said what Giannis said.
But never know. Well, didn't he say? He said something similar a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Well, I don't know if he said this.
I don't know what the future
we
holds.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Something like that, he says.
We talked about that all the time.
Yeah, he always says
Giannis gets a pass. What would Giannis have to do or say for people to get upset?
I want a trade.
Yeah.
Dude, they'd be hot then.
No, people I would be hot at him.
Yeah, you. No, no, you might not, but people would be.
People would be? He said, I want a trade?
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants. He can say it today.
In your mind.
We got a pass. He's in the club, you think?
No.
All right. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question? If Giannis said today he wanted to be traded, would you be mad at him? Is that the way to put it?
Yes.
All right.
That's going to be a new mail.
No
we
way.
Finally have a new
no.
mail.
Yeah, all right. Let's put it down. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. If Giannis said he wanted to be traded, would you be mad at him? No, I wouldn't be.
You can vote. Go ahead.
I did. I'm voting no.
Yeah. You're going to be in the 1%.
Well, no.
Pebble,
what's our percent going to be? It's going to be, I would say, at least 30. People aren't going to be mad at him.
No, ain't going to be 30.
He won a title. He's in the club.
It's going to be less than 5. Pebble,
right. How are we putting it, Pebble? If Giannis said he wanted to be traded, if Giannis said he wanted to be traded, would you be mad at him? Right?
Yeah.
Is that out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a new male. We'll revisit the new male tomorrow.
What do they say when you you can do anything and people won't be mad at you? You're Teflon or something?
Teflon, yes.
Yeah. He's Hall of Fame.
No,
Teflon
is like you're not offended by anything.
Right. Giannis, what do you think the percentage will be? How, what percentage will be mad at him, Pebble?
I'll say 60-40.
What?
It's what you heard it. What do you say? 90, a new male?
I'm saying above 90 for sure.
I'm going 2-1, 67%. Scalzo and Brust, though, you know what that means in August? Who is Telly Hughes filling in for? Is it going to be Scalzo or Brust? Who will Telly Hughes be filling in for?
Who's the Greenberg today?
Yeah. Next, no worries.